Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.
So yeah. You're going to come back in and play. Now you're not even Robin. You're Alfred.
Oh, Batman.
I see what you're saying.
Is that good?
Yeah, that was good.
You're Alfred. Get it on a shirt.
Alfred never really did any.
Also, Alfred was a glue guy.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, Dan Fates, I am Jenna Cottrell. Please be sure to like, comment, subscribe to the channel, as well as share. And 30. Everyone,
30K.
30,000. We did it, Joe. Honestly, such a cool moment for the podcast. Yeah. We appreciate all the support we get.
And Dan, congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. Well done.
Great idea that you had to go to YouTube.
Take the one shot. It was my idea.
Sarcasm aside, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
A couple people commented in like, wow, 30,000. Like, I remember when it was 1,000.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's when it was Jenna's idea. When it's 30, it's ours.
Exactly. It's ours. Funny how that works.
Well done, team.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
To the moon.
Hey, speaking of team, nice to have the whole team back in here.
I know.
Together.
I told Mike, I missed you.
She
guys.
Missed us, dude.
I never thought I would say that, but over the combine week.
Careful what you ask for.
I had some FOMO. Yeah, that's true, actually.
She misses us at the start of this pod.
Yeah.
We'll see by the end.
Dan is drinking a Celsius. So yeah, I don't know. By the end. By midway point, I think we'll be sick of each other. But no. All right. So some news though today in the NFL world. We're recording this on Monday, but Mike Evans re-signing a deal with the Bucs, another 2-year deal. So that means he will be staying in Tampa Bay. That means he's not an option for the Bills. Mike, what was your takeaway from this deal coming through? And what do you think it kind of means for the Bills also in terms of what they want for wide receiver?
Well, my first takeaway is he's not going to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Big win. Yep.
Because couldn't you just see that guy playing for the Chiefs?
1,000%.
Now, you know him better than all of us do because he ran you over in a game. But as a football player, the guy, you know, it was a couple of years ago, somebody was talking about Mike Evans as a Hall of Famer. And I'm like, you know, he's really good. Was that you? Oh, my God. Well, you weren't the only one. And then I looked up his numbers.
Beast. It's impressive.
I mean, it's 1,000-plus every year, and he had Brady for what? Two seasons?
Two, yeah.
Is it two seasons?
Yeah, he won it, and then
retired. The next year. I mean, he got 1,000 with Baker, and then Baker's one of the better quarterbacks he played with, not Brady.
Yeah.
And he just does it every year, and he's going to stay there. And, Jenny, you mentioned it. When you've won a Super Bowl, it frees you up.
I
guess unless you're a quarterback, and even a quarterback, depending on what level you're at. But when you've won one, you can be like, I'm sure he loves it in Tampa. Tampa's been great to him. Mm-hmm. Why leave?
Yeah.
Why leave to go somewhere else?
That was one of my things of like, you can make that decision knowing you've won a championship and being like, you know what? I really like Tampa. I don't want to leave. I like what we've built here. I want to be a Buck forever. Whereas if you hadn't won, it's maybe like you're always chasing that greatness.
Yeah, it was well played by him saying, going to go test free agency, get a boatload of money, Bucks. Yeah. I'll see you guys in a little bit. And then they're like, oh, wait, just kidding. We found more money. Just totally kidding. I got more money for you.
Well, bring up your point about what Adam Kaplan had to say.
Oh, well, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Adam Kaplan does his own Inside the Birds podcast with Jeff Mosher. And they talked to Adam because we heard him say that teams never get rid of players based on the salary cap. So
if, players they want.
That they want. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, they get rid of them. Yeah. But it's, yes, if they want them, they're going to keep them. Look, they want Mike Evans. Everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. But to your point, he's like, hey, I'll test free agency.
Yeah.
And then they bring him back. And I think he's a great player. And I guess in terms of the Bills' perspective on it, like you said, he's not going there. He's not going even to the Jets. Yeah. Like, he's not going to any Dolphins. Of those teams. Yeah. Right. You never know
what
teams do. And I really don't think the Bills would have been in the market for him at all. I mean, not with Diggs there, a player in 30s.
I wanted him at the deadline. I thought he would have been a perfect pickup
this past year.
When they got Rasul Douglas, nice. I thought that because his contract was expiring, it was just a short-term fix.
Rental.
Yeah, maybe then he kind of falls in love with the team and the culture and things like that. I just didn't see it. Would have loved to see it. Again, I know people have commented when I've said the salary cap isn't real. They've been like, well, why don't they go out and sign this person and Mike Evans? And why don't they also go and sign Derrick Henry? I said, Derrick Henry's a little old for running back to take away, but they could if they wanted to.
Right.
But I don't think he fits exactly into what they need. I think they need more speed and explosiveness. That's not to say that Mike Evans isn't explosive. He still has that ability to separate and get away. I think they want to get younger at the wide receiver position.
Hey, look, if you had Mike Evans, you would be in really good shape.
Yes.
But to your point, yes, if you're going to make those moves, give up the assets, if it would have been last year, give up the money and the cap space this year, I think it would have been a tough sell with Diggs on the roster.
Yeah, I agree. And that makes sense. I wanted him to come to Buffalo just for the plot of when he ran me over a couple of years ago on the sidelines to make it a full circle moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he would have been helpful in terms
would have been a phenomenal training camp story.
Yep.
Yeah.
A phenomenal one.
It would have been. All right.
You could have been like, I'm still here.
I'm still here. No, it's a cell phone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, are there any players? Because here's the thing. We talk so much about the draft and the combine and all this stuff. We still expect the Bills to draft wide receivers, if not more than one.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms of free agency, are there any guys that kind of stick out to you that you think would be a nice fit in Buffalo?
Well, the one I'd love, Calvin Ridley. I think he priced himself out. And I know you were the one that talked about it, that. You're like, his numbers weren't that great at the end of the year. He fizzled out at the end of the year. So did the entire Jaguars team.
Yeah, and Lawrence was hurt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The guy can still play at a really high level.
He crushed them in London.
And that was kind of, not necessarily the peak of it, but that was where I thought that was when he was playing at a very high level. Tailed off at the end, but he still had like 75 catches, over 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns. I think he's going to get more money than the Bills are comfortable with at spending this free agency. But he's a guy... LaViscus Chenault is another guy that was a former Jags player that may fit in that range a little bit. Mm-hmm. Again, for as much as I like to say the salary cap is real and they can go out and get more players, I just think that Bean is more focused with the top end wide receiver talent that's in this class more than the wide receivers that I like in this free agent market. Michael Pittman is going to get too much money. He's probably going to go back to Indy anyway. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense for them in that range. So after that, to me, you're signing a whole a bunch of Trent Sherfields again.
Well, that's interesting that you say that.
No, I get it.
Are you signing a guy to be your second wide receiver?
No.
Are you signing a guy
to be your third?
To be your third or fourth or fifth.
Right.
Right. And in terms of, so you have to be pretty hopeful that you are going to get a guy that you believe is at least a two and can eventually be a one.
Correct.
Right. At wide receiver. And I think on the free agent market, I would say Pittman would be the only guy who fits that. Now,
Ridley.
Yeah, I think.
Just to clarify, when you mean the only guy that fits that, are you talking about a two?
That could eventually go, this guy's our number one wide receiver.
Okay. All right.
I think, and it's interesting, a guy like Darnell Mooney has a lot of talent.
Yes.
And it's been weird circumstances for him in his career. He's going to be in that odd range. He's going to be... I mean, less than those guys are going to, less than certainly Pittman's going to get, less than, what were we just saying, is going to get, with Ridley's going to get.
Yeah.
But are you going down that road? Because if you look at the way teams look at things, you really want it to be heavy targets to the one and two wide receivers.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
And so Diggs is still that guy. He is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have Shakir. You have a tight end who's going to catch a lot of balls in this offense.
Yep.
So the idea of spending a lot, but that also tells me, Jenna, if they go to a, and we're using Trent as a guy, like Trent could be back. Like he could be.
I don't expect him to be, but I hear you. It's not out of the question considering.
Trent will be back.
Right. He could be back on a.
As a, he'll be the number five.
Right.
He'll be
which is fine. Yeah. If, that's if what that's I'm saying. That's his role, not.
Yes. Yes. You're right.
Yeah.
If that's his role, I'm saying he could be back, but you're signing a guy maybe with a little more upside and all. But the idea is the second wide receiver on this team is coming in the draft. And yes, that's what the hope is.
And that's, yes, that's where I think I'm having trouble get excited about this wide receiver free agent market because.
Yeah.
Because you think the role is diminished.
I just don't think that there's a number two in the free agent market
that you're willing to.
Well, that you're willing to pay.
That yeah, you could. Yeah. That you think
I
you
see
would
what
get.
You're saying.
So like to me, I guess the only other one that somewhat piques my interest and depending on what he wants and what, again, if you're going to sign with Buffalo, you have a heads up of, hey, they're probably drafting a wide receiver, if not two in the draft. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be competing for the two. Shakir's kind of running the slot. You're going to run, is it four? I like Curtis Samuel.
I
like the connection that he had with Brady in Carolina. Like he's familiar with him. Like that makes a little bit of sense to me. But again, you're taking a chance hoping that your draft pick kind of flames out.
No, but
I'm saying like, if you want production, if you want to go to Buffalo to put up numbers, you're going to be doing it out of the three or fourth spot in the depth chart.
From Curtis Samuel's
point
of
view. If you're a free agent.
Yeah.
Coming here.
Right. Yeah. What about Noah Brown?
Okay. Don't hate it. What about Gabe Davis?
No, now I was going to bring that up. Listen, we do have a history with this team of sometimes thinking a guy is gone and then he eventually comes back for different reasons.
Jordan Poyer.
Matt Milano.
I didn't think Matt Milano would leave.
Oh, a lot of people thought at that time he was going to be gone.
I didn't.
Way different circumstances. I thought he was gone too. He had priced himself out. COVID changed the market.
You're right.
That's true.
But, okay, so it's different circumstances. But there are times when we all get in our minds,
yes,
the guy is gone. Poyer may be a good example of what we're talking about here. Because I see the numbers that people are talking about for Gabe. And I know you know what he made as a fourth round draft pick. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a sizable jump in money. Mm-hmm. Based on the production that he has given. And so if I'm a team, I'm looking at a guy who has proven he can play in the league, but you're also talking about paying him a lot more than you would pay a rookie, especially if it's beyond, maybe the first round pick. But yeah. And so you're saying to yourself, like, okay, are we going to do this? And does it get to the point where that money is not out there for him? I mean, do you think the door, I keep thinking the door is closed, and then I think to myself, when I look at the free agent market,
I think the door is closed.
On Gabe coming back?
I think the door is closed.
Closed. Who closed it?
Gabe.
Really?
Oh, no.
I think that would be very silly on his end to do that.
Gabe needs a fresh start. Gabe, the Bills need a fresh start from Gabe. Gabe needs a fresh start from Buffalo.
So what if the offers are not great at all?
I was going to say, I think that would be silly on the part of Gabe Davis to close that door. I think if you're the Bills, you think, hey, man, we appreciate you. Meant a lot to our organization. We just don't have the money, that type of aspect.
I think it's so hard to be given not one, two chances to be the guy. And we are now saying we're drafting a guy.
But Gabe Davis thinks he's that guy.
Correct. So you're going to, but you've lost that chance. Like, you're not going to be that guy.
I see the Celsius kicking in.
So you're just not going
to
be that guy.
So what if they sign him to a one-year deal?
You're not that guy, pal.
Why wouldn't he sign a one-year deal somewhere else?
You're probably right.
I agree. I think I would be curious. I could see the Bills taking a step away from him because they know it's not in their best interest. I would be shocked on the other end if it was Gabe Davis because he feels like he didn't rise to the occasion. I think Gabe Davis thought that he played to the best of his ability.
And they're still going to go out and spend a number one draft pick on a wide receiver.
Well,
and when training camp opens the depth chart and Gabe's number three as a former captain and all these things, I think it's going to be a rough look.
Yeah. I mean, you may be right.
Optics wise, they have to move on.
You may also be thinking, if you're Gabe, that the next wide receiver is also to replace Stephon Diggs in a year.
That's fair too. I think Gabe Davis has the utmost confidence in himself. So I hear what you're saying.
He's 24.
Yeah, I just think it would be foolish on his part to go out there and say, I don't want to return and then have to come back around if the market's not there with his tail between his legs. I think that would affect you more psychologically than if you just said, we'll see how it plays out. You entertain other options. The Bills do the same. And then there's a coming together.
But I see what Dan's saying in terms of like, okay, I whatever Gabe feels about how it worked out the last 2 years matters to him more than what everybody else seems to say, right?
Absolutely.
If he says this didn't happen, or he feels the offense didn't play to his strengths and all those things, and the Jets call him up or some team, it may be even worth it for him to take a little less, because he is only going to be 25 during the year. He's still a relatively young guy.
I think he's got a better chance to go somewhere else next year, a one-year deal, and then come back to Buffalo. Like, there needs to be a break.
Wow. No, I think once
there
he goes,
needs
he goes.
To be a break.
I agree. I think
it just didn't. It just didn't work out.
I think a one-year deal is just.
So one-year deal in Kansas City, a one-year deal in Philly, a one-year, and if he goes and catches.
So, question for you: if there was a one-year deal with a little bit more money, or a three-year deal, I guess the money would be. Would you rather have a one-year deal in another place if you're Gabe Davis, or a two-year deal in Buffalo?
A one-year deal somewhere else.
I see what you're saying, because he is still a younger player, and he would only be in a year. He'd only be 25, going on 26.
Yeah.
So you could then still sign it, but if you're a free agent, especially the way at times his career has looked, and you're an unrestricted free agent at his age coming off a first contract, this is when you're supposed to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Hey, for all we know around this league, a team goes, we want Gabe. The Chicago Bears sign him to a 4-year deal.
Maybe.
For $12 million a year.
Or something. I don't know. Like, yeah.
There is a lot of teams looking for players out there.
But it also says, we've said this before, And it's tricky because free agency is before the draft and things like that. But we always talk about money speaks louder than their words. Right?
Oh, no doubt.
Talk is cheap.
Whether it's the draft capital or one thing or another. We all thought it was like, oh, Spencer Brown, they got to find a replacement at tackle. They got to draft a tackle. They didn't. They showed that they believed in Spencer Brown, and it paid off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It would be a massive, massive mistake by Brandon Bean not to take a wide receiver in the top two rounds. And what would that tell Gabe Davis?
Yeah.
That's my point.
I hear you. I just feel like they're definitely going to take a wide receiver.
Knows it and everybody. He'd know it before.
So you're going to come back in and play. Now you're not even Robin. You're Alfred.
Oh, Batman.
I'm not going to lie. I was stunned. I'm not a big comic book person. I see what you're saying.
Is that good?
Yeah, that was good.
You're Alfred. Get it on a shirt.
But Alfred never really did any.
Also, Alfred was a glue guy. Alfred gets no love. Okay.
That's the open of the show.
People are going to be like, what?
Shout out, Benny.
I heard the name Kendrick Bourne tossed around a lot. Coming off the ACL, that's one thing. You would probably get him for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long that timeline would be in terms of him getting actually back onto the field.
Yeah. I need a more productive player than that as a wide receiver. I think he is a pretty good player. And I think he played with poor quarterback play at the end of his time. And well, really his whole time in Foxborough. Mm-hmm. And coming off the injury is tough. I think that's the kind of guy you're buying cheap.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe you take a flyer on a guy like that just to see. Trying to think of the other names that
I had. Crazy. I'm just looking at what CBS Sportsline has of their top 10 free agents.
Yeah.
Gabe ain't on the list.
I mean, that doesn't shock me, though.
But I think SpotTrack has him at what? Getting his average deal, his market value is like $13 million a year.
That's a lot of money.
Cap only goes up.
What about Marquise Brown? Speed element?
Yeah.
I'd like to draft somebody like that. Like, I'd like to draft speed.
I hear you. But just because you draft speed doesn't mean you can't add speed.
And because someone's going to mention it in the comments, we know Justin Shorter is on the roster.
I was going to say Justin Shorter.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said it before.
We know he's there, and you never know how it works out for a guy coming back for the second year.
I get it, Jenna. And I, again, for as real as the salary cap wanted to be, you have a lot of money that's been invested, especially mm-hmm. that's in what, like, how you try and break it down. I just think that you can. With how deep this wide receiver class is, I would rather take a shot on a second round wide receiver and a third round wide receiver than signing a Marquise Brown. Like, I know there's upside in KJ Osborne.
Like,
I'm getting a cheaper guy that maybe has more upside than some of these recycled wide receivers that we've seen before and that have fizzled.
And they took a flyer on Hamler, right? The wide Hamler. Receiver.
Yep.
By the way, I know we have plenty of time before the draft. By the way, we're going to have a Buffalo Plus special show leading up to the draft that night. We can talk more about that later. Out of the, what do they have, 8 picks in the draft this year?
They have 10.
10. Oh, that's right, 10, because they got the comp picks.
Yeah.
How many wide receivers do they draft of the 10 picks? They may trade picks. They may do whatever. How many guys who played wide receiver in college and project as wide receivers in the NFL, how many do they draft this year?
Minimum 2.
I'd like it to be 3.
I like it to be 3 as well.
I think if you took 10 players, it could be 3.
Yeah.
I don't think they're taking 10.
I think it could be 2 and an undrafted free agent.
It should, no question, be 2.
Have to.
No question, be 2. You take the early player, then you take another guy. It might be the 3rd or 4th round, depending on what it is. Or you trade back and get an extra pick.
Javon Baker, Matt Miller was saying.
Javon Baker in the 2nd round, Matt Miller really likes. Those interviews are up on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. Sit him and Emery Hunt.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. He gives you guys for the 6th and 7th round out of Holy Cross and West Florida.
Yeah.
Just that kind of level of knowledge. But again, there's the consensus top 4 guys that are expected to be off the board before the Bills. And then they will get a chance at the next 3 guys that are first round grades by many people. Again, my thing is that, yeah, you can get a wide receiver in the 2nd round. You can get a wide receiver in the 4th round and a 5th round. But like, to get a top end talent, you want a Justin Jefferson guy. You want a Jamar Chase. Like, you need a guy that can come in right away, be the number 2. And then whenever that time is, sooner rather than later, possibly, you'd like him to be a number 1.
Well, what does Bean always talk about? Drafting before it's a need.
He's got a lot of needs right now.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But when you look at wide receiver and age being a factor, you want to have someone that's ready.
You're making a good point, Jenna, about the draft before you need. But in this case, the draft and the need come together.
Yes.
Because there is a need for receiver, and it is a deep... Where you get into trouble is when you're like, there's only 2 good safeties in the top 50. Mm-hmm. And you're...
Which is accurate.
And both are gone.
Yeah.
And you sit in the 3rd round, you go, we got to take a safety here.
Yeah. Hey, I got breaking news for you.
What do you got?
Next year's draft class, also deep at wide receiver. Just want you to know that.
By the way, the one it's not deep in, and I heard, was I listening to a podcast, talking about the tight end position. Not that the Bills are in a position to take a tight end, but they were talking about there's the number 1 guy, and then it drops off a cliff. Mm. And not a highly talented tight end spot. So
damn. What does that feel like if you're a tight end coming
up? I know. Yeah, it's interesting because
a bunch of bruised apples sitting there in the bunch.
Yeah, that it really drops
off. Do you want this
off,
ugly penny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is interesting. Definitely is something to note. All right, well, the Bills did make a move. We want to move on. Nyheim Hines expected to be cut. Adam Schefter.
Wait a minute. He had time on his contract.
That's crazy. I didn't know they were allowed to do that.
So he had money and time on his contract, and they can just cut him?
Wait, but if a player wants to stay and wants more money, but he already signed a contract, he should just shut up and play. Is that how that works?
Well, there are people that say that. Like, you're under contract.
You got to honor that.
LeSean McCoy came into that last year of his deal. I think he was getting $6 million. Mm-hmm. And they were like...
In Buffalo. Do you remember LeSean, that?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
That was
his... LeSean's 2nd year? No.
Yes. No, Josh played 1 year with him. Josh played 1 year with him.
What did it say?
3rd year.
Third year.
Yeah, because it was after they broke the playoff.
And he just
because
cut
it
him.
Was Sammy got traded the 1st year.
Yes. That was in August.
And Darby and Sammy.
Darby.
Yeah. Darby. Both got traded. Darby.
Who Super did you Bowl love champion. Interviewing?
Not.
It was a defensive back.
Oh,
it's
Roby Coleman.
Yeah. Nickel Roby Coleman. Yeah.
Story inside the locker room of Roby. Had a massive Bluetooth speaker, and it would sit in the corner and it would be so loud. And I remember after he got traded, like Richie Incognito being like, are we going to send this to Darby or is this for us now? Like, that was kind of the joke that went around there. But yeah.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to tell the
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Garoppolo.
Didn't know how to say his name.
I mean, that's fair.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Because it was Brissett, Edelman, or Garoppolo. That was the joke. That was Rex coming out and talking to Walt Podolsky.
Yeah. Oh, with the helmet.
Or Edelman, Walt Podolsky. Yep.
What?
Roby Coleman, I believe, was the defensive back for the Rams on the famous pass interference call. Yes.
Yeah.
Laid
against
him out.
The Saints.
Yeah.
Against the Saints when no penalty was
no
called.
Penalty.
That, yeah. I think he was, yeah. All right. Anyways, Nyheim Hines.
Yes. So Nyheim Hines gets released. Not a surprise. He did have, I will say, an iconic play in Bills history.
Iconic for sure.
Top five?
Well,
arguably top five.
It, because of the you in that case, it's you're setting up the circumstances of the game because of the obviously the Damar Hamlin and everything are coming back. And to open the game with that is...
Oh my gosh. I get chills thinking about it.
But he ended up doing it twice, needing to do it twice because the Bills were kind of struggling and barely beat the Patriots in that game. But two huge plays that he made, no matter how bad the players are, or at least ineffective they are for Brandon Bean in the overall when he brings them in, man, they have great returns, don't they? We got it from Hardy this year and Hines the year before.
So whatever signing will fizzle out offensively, but will be like a massive special teams play.
Is what ended up happening. But now, I mean, there's an idea that they bring him back. I think it's certainly possible. I don't know. We don't know what they'll do with Hardy.
Yeah.
I would think there's a chance he's gone.
Special teams is 1/3 of the game.
No, it's not. I know you don't believe that anymore. You don't believe that.
1/3 of the game.
Yeah.
You have offense, defense, and special teams.
You got to take the one shot of yourself saying that. It's 1/3 of the game.
1/3 of the game.
Yeah. Saves about $4.6 million on the cap.
Before we get to the rest of it, can we bring up what I found from NFL Films?
Oh, that's great.
I didn't actually watch the video you sent.
Well, we'll show it. We'll show it right here.
But Miami's Iron Man often played on legs of tin. 6 career knee surgeries, or oil changes, as he liked to call them.
An oil change, as he calls it.
So you were right.
That is hilarious.
Wow.
I don't know how I keep doing
it. Damn
it. I started laughing. I'm watching this. Sitting at home,
Jenny,
I'm clicking
through. Are you okay?
No, she wasn't home. Good, because she'd be like, "What? Why are you watching old football?" Because I miss football.
That's like the dynasty I was watching.
Yeah,
Zach and I were like, "Oh, we miss football."
Yeah, I miss football. Anyway, I heard that oil change was so good.
6 knee surgeries, calling them oil changes.
Okay, we're gonna go back to Nyheim Hines again because we have to. I think you're gonna see a reboot of some of these. Now he was released. That's why I always say, even said to Beam when we were at the combine. Like, we talk about free agents, but he has to make decisions on a lot of players.
Yeah.
And because of the way the league works, it's players with contracts left, with money on deals. So Hines gone. There'll be other guys who I think they move on from.
Yeah.
Because next week is when they can start making deals.
Yeah.
Cutting Nyheim Hines, $4.6 million.
Poof. Just gone.
How much are they still over now?
Well, they'll redo Josh's deal. They'll do Josh's deal this week. They'll be in the plus territory.
Yeah,
they'll extend,
and then they'll extend
Taryn or
right, and then they'll
Deion.
They'll cut a couple of other players. And again, you cut them now, you can bring them back. The guy to keep an eye on is Jordan Poyer.
That's very fair,
because you could release him and sign him back again, and that would usually happen at a later time.
Yeah,
after free agency. Okay. It just could happen.
So I know they've talked about restructuring that in their contracts, the players don't have a say. The Bills can work that money
around. A few of those deals, not every deal, but a few of those are just built that way.
Cutting Poyer and re-signing him, like you would also, I mean, you cut him, like he can go wherever he wants.
Yes.
And that might be another, you let him walk, you bring him back, you cut him, and you expect him to come back again.
That might be where you leave yourself open to say, let's see. Doesn't mean they don't sign another. I mean, you never know why teams will do it.
And I get it. And I think we're split on that decision. I think you think it's more likely that they move on from Poyer.
I have gone back and forth on Poyer.
I think it is a coin flip.
I don't think you can move on from Poyer. Because I think you're expecting, preparing for life without Hyde. Mm-hmm. And if you're bringing in a young player, and look, there are a lot of veteran safeties out there that are hitting the market one after another. Hearing Sean talk about the safety position, I think it was Joe Biscaglia asked him about institutional time.
Knowledge.
Knowledge of the system. And then you had Sean talking about, he played football at William & Mary with Mike Tomlin. I don't know if you guys knew that. And Chris Hogan played lacrosse.
Yeah.
As well as Fitzpatrick went to Harvard. Okay, so we're good.
You got all the good ones.
Yeah. trying to instill with a new defensive coordinator, depending on whoever calls the plays, and not having Hyde and Poyer on Sean McDermott's defense, I'd argue, I've said it before, the safety position is the most important position in this defense. I think it'd be very surprising to have two new safeties starting.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see your point for that and what that would mean. I also feel like...
Face. Look at that Mike
face.
I
just think you guys are not realizing they let him walk 2 years ago.
When they had Hyde.
Yeah. But now they're all a couple years older.
Time works.
Yeah, but they're going to go out and try to find... I mean, look, there were times speed... I'm saying is at that moment... The value of their institutional knowledge. Yes, I know this. The value of their institutional knowledge.
You're so annoying.
Drops back.
My stomach.
I got him. I got him.
When the argument's not going your way, just act like a child.
Time works.
That's pretty funny, though. It was funny.
It was good.
Okay.
I think you make a very good point. I just think there are times when they're looking at tape.
Cut his mic at that point.
They're looking at tape and they're saying, is this guy still have what we need him to have to play a lot of snaps at that position?
And I've gotten into arguments with people on Twitter. Shocking.
How did that happen?
About Poyer and people saying that he had a rough year. And we were critical of him at times, saying like seeing him miss tackles that we hadn't seen him miss. And some people talked about his body language and things like that. I think there was also some frustration in Poyer of not playing well. I think he'd be the first one to tell you he didn't have a great season. But we talked about the injuries. All of those things factor into him being asked to do a lot of things that he hadn't done for the previous 6 years. He played linebacker in dime formation. Like a bunch of other stuff was thrown on Poyer's plate because of that institutional knowledge. Again, I know that you're going to have to move on, and it may be sooner rather than later. And I can see them drafting a safety and hoping to make him be one of the next guys, like a Terrell Bernard, but give him some time. I think it's risky to throw two new guys into the pool.
It might be. But I'm even, in this case, specifically talking about taking that chance to have the cap space to give them flexibility when next week comes around and keeping conversations going, if that's the case. And they may think to themselves, all right, if Jordan goes out there and he's free.
He did it once.
Yeah.
Came back.
And we haven't heard from Hyde. He's got to let him know. Maybe he already has, and they're going to let him whatever. Maybe he already has. But he only has to let him know because they have to make plans for without him. But in their mind, they may just be saying, we just got to move on and then we see what happens.
Bean said he hadn't talked to him at the combine. Right. He said like that's respecting him and giving him his place, but he was going to talk to his agent in Indy.
Okay, yeah. So maybe there will be an update in the coming couple of days.
Man, that was funny.
That was so funny.
That's how time works.
Okay, Dan. You mentioned the combine. Any thoughts?
St. Elmo's is still elite. I don't want to hear Harry and Izzy's. Like
isn't it owned by the same people?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's owned by the same people.
Hold on, let me look it up. You guys keep talking.
I know, but people are in the comments like, it's not elite. It's Harry and Izzy's is the best steakhouse. It's not.
Let's see. Jenna's going to look it up. I'm almost positive it's owned by the same people. And listen.
Owned by, what's the other place called?
St. Elmo's.
Okay. But look, it's just that it's the walking into St. Elmo's. Yeah. You're in Indy.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's not like when.
So Hughes Culinary is an upscale restaurant and retail food group based in Indianapolis. They currently own and operate 6 restaurants and 4 restaurant brands, including St. Elmo's Steakhouse, 1933 Lounge, and Harry and Izzy's.
Yeah. So it's different.
According to Google.
Yeah. Well, we like, hey, if when you guys go out there, go to Harry and Izzy's.
Yeah.
We're going to go to St. Elmo's.
Depending on what you're looking for, St. Elmo's is dark paneling, old school, elegant.
Oh, that's what we want.
Harry and Izzy's is brighter and feels younger.
Yeah, I imagine. It's hard to be older than St. Elmo's.
So when we go out there, hold on. I should go to St. Elmo's and you go to Harry and Izzy's.
I think that's why I don't like St. Elmo's is it's so... It's so like, I don't know.
No, but it's funny too.
She slanders the combine.
Well, no, I don't.
Fellow viewer Ian Gallagher talks about it. And he goes, is it really that good? Like, is it the best steak you've ever had?
It was really good.
A really good steak. But I go, it's the whole ambiance. I go, the waiters are all like in their 60s and in suits, and they give you like a little bit of jab.
Always.
It's like they razz you a little bit. Like, guys need anything else? Well, don't call for me. And like, you're like, ha, ha, ha.
Talk about a guy who has not lost his speed. My buddy, Matt, call him for a beer. Elite speed.
Unbelievable.
He's like, hey, I'll bring two when you come by.
Yeah. We also went to a Pacers game.
Yes.
Very cool arena.
Yeah, really yes. nice.
Well, that was really we cool. went there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool.
Well, yeah. good. That Indianapolis.
Survived a scooter.
All the highlights.
Yeah.
A bunch of people were on my side with the scooter. They go much faster than you think, and like a bunch of people avoided.
How do you control the speed?
It's like a, it almost is like a bike bell. It's
just okay, so you control the speed.
That's how speed works, Jenna.
No, I'm asking because Dan seems surprised.
So here's the funny thing about it is, can you imagine me being the one who fell and then going, well, you know, a lot of people are on my side because they go faster than you think.
I'm going to support voice. Mike with that.
You
I agree.
Would have been like, hey, old man, how'd you do? Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm going straight down the middle of the road.
As I'm wiping myself up off the ground, I'm the one telling Mike, make sure you end the ride.
So I did, and then I went upstairs.
And he was gone.
I had FOMO.
Yeah, he wiped FOMO. Out.
All the time she was like, I hate the combine. I hate the combine.
I now- missed you guys. I didn't miss the combine as much. The aspect of like, it's just, there's sometimes it's a little clicky in my opinion. Little,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. You put into the NFL.
Yeah, I know. It's not really my scene. Dan likes hobnobbing with all the.
Hobnobbing. Yeah, somebody else said that.
Hobnobbing. Yeah.
No, it's called being fun. Nice and a
we
friend.
We see everybody. We see everybody who covers the league, you know, that's out there, or most of them. Then we see them out.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It is weird when you see like an NFL head coach at a bar and you're like, oh, yeah, he's a normal person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or just walking down the street.
Well, you're Kyle Shanahan.
It's Kyle Shanahan.
People thought he was.
Antonio Pierce. Like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll.
Big hug.
Did you have a story you wanted to tell?
Are we talking about it? Are we doing family? Or are we doing...
Go off, King.
So it's off season. So we figure if you want to tell, you know, because, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to say. That's kind of what we'll call it. Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, weekend recap. About. We were joking around before we got on air. My household right now is a sitcom. It's right now. It's a three and a half year old daughter, Shane. We've talked about her plenty on this episode. She's been on the show when we've recorded Uncle Dan's Best Bets, things like that. She fell down the stairs yesterday. The sound of a 3.5-year-old body falling backwards down the stairs is a sobering, terrifying sound as a kid, as a parent. And then to get down there and she's crying and my wife's down there too. And we're trying to make sure that everything is okay. And you're like, what hurts? Where'd you fall? What did you hit? You know, she said she fell halfway up the stairs. She was walking upstairs from the basement, fell back down. And you're trying to make sure she's okay. And she's trying to catch her breath. And kids are so resilient because at 1 second she stops and points to where she left her applesauce pouch from the day before and said, that's where I left my applesauce pouch. And we were like, she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But you also have my wife at the same time checking to make sure she has a concussion, asking a 3.5-year-old, like,
who's president?
what's the date? Like, what year are we in? Like, she's like, what's your name? She's like, Shane. And you're like, okay, like, good. And she's like, check her pupils. It's like, we got to get her in the blue medical tent. Like, what are we doing here?
And, what are we doing?
What
so, yeah.
are we doing?
So that's a crazy moment. But again, kids bounce back. Our cat got out also that yesterday. He ran out the screen porch. I didn't think my daughter was a huge fan of him. She always says, like, can you take Winston away? Things like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She had a full-on meltdown, thought the cat was gone forever.
Oh,
wow. He was in the garage. He didn't go anywhere.
Honey. But, that's so sweet.
So it's a sitcom going on while my wife is trying to get rid of every single toxin that's in her house.
Just keep the bourbon. You'll be fine.
Yep. She wants to buy a $300 teapot because there's toxins in our teapot for the 4 times a month we make tea.
I was going to say, how many times do you make tea a month?
I tweeted that, and then her uncle ratted me out to my wife.
Oh,
Way to go, uncle.
Why'd you leave with that story?
Yeah, that wasn't.
She
didn't like that.
Yeah, no.
The only thing I will say is I got back from Indy. My wife is away with her kids and friends, and they're skiing. I don't ski. I skied. I don't like it. I don't ski. So I'm home.
People can't hear him talking. That's why.
It's me and the dog. And the mornings. I come downstairs, poor Winnie, black lab, very good dog, little wacky. The look of disappointment in her face every day when she realizes it's just me. She's like got the toy in her mouth and then she's like, you can just see if she had shoulders, they would slump because she just looks at me like, oh, it's you.
It's just you again.
And he's like, all right, at least I'll take the walk. So I severely disappoint someone the minute I wake up in the morning. And if Jenny
there's
was
a joke in there.
Well done, Jenna.
But Jenny, when Jenny is driving and is within 3 miles of the house, this dog senses it and starts really? Going
honey,
crazy.
Also adorable.
Yes.
I love Winnie.
She's a good dog.
I love when she does the little
butt waggle.
Toe
she
taps.
Does. Yeah.
She gets excited.
She'll be very excited. So Jenny's coming out. She'll be very excited. Me? Yeah. Not so much.
All right. I guess I was going to say,
nothing?
Well, no. Zach, my fiance and I, we were on a walk in our neighborhood the other day. And
she wore the ring today. Good for her.
I forgot it on Sunday.
Yeah,
of course you did. On Saturday. I got an email.
What they say? Care. It's over already.
No, they were like, I saw you weren't wearing your ring. I was like, wow. Yeah, you were right. But also just forgot to put it on. So we were walking around our neighborhood and we go on walks all the time. There was a guy walking a dog, like probably, 100 feet away. Not super far, but like
I'm 30 yards.
30 yards. Okay. I'm not great at that. And
could
we,
you throw a football to him?
I couldn't. Zach could.
Okay.
So
good reference.
So we kind of, do the wave and then he flips us off. We're like, what? We're like, what? And then we keep walking. He's on the other side. We're like walking towards him. And he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my friend.
I love that.
And he was like,
I love that.
And he was like, oh my, he like was losing his cool. And then he recognized me for work. And he was like, oh my God, I flipped off Jenna from Channel 30.
That's awesome.
We were laughing. So now we have a nice little friendly wave next time we see him in the neighborhood.
Have you ever done that where you're like at a bar or restaurant and you're like, hey, and then it's not your person.
Yeah.
And you just like go past them. You're like,
oh no.
Yeah, that doesn't work, by the way.
Yeah,
we
they
all
know.
Do it.
Yeah,
they know right away.
It doesn't matter. Catalina will just talk to anybody.
Yeah, that's fair.
He'll just be like, hey.
People ask for Mike's autograph. Yeah. Like, oh my God, he recognized me from the crowd.
Yes, that's the way it works.
Yeah, no. So, well, there's that. Yeah, I feel like it's fun to share a little bit of what goes on.
Especially
in our life.
We'll talk a little bit more during the season about, or we can even talk during the off season about some of the things that have happened.
Come on,
Dan. Travel.
Come on, Dan. She's useless.
Oh, we'll tell that
story.
That was
not about me.
No.
For the record. Although probably behind.
That was also
doors.
My first. That was also my like first off season with Mike.
So next week.
How many years have you worked with Mike?
2019, because the Houston
playoff game
was my first season.
Which may have coincided with She's Useless. We'll tell that story next week.
No, was that
unbelievable story.
I thought that was New Orleans.
No, Mike has said that line a couple times, but the origin was at an inopportune time.
That's hilarious.
There's moments I just become Larry David.
Yes.
It's very freeing.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very freeing I'm out of town.
When you're out of town, because you can't go anywhere with Mike in Rochester without somebody recognizing you, things like that.
Yeah.
Mike gets out of New York, filters off.
He's not in London, though.
Well, no. In London, you were fine.
Yeah, but we would get recognized in London.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, which was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Do you know I just celebrated my anniversary at Wham?
Yes. How many years has it been?
Yes.
Two?
Yeah, technically.
Oh, see, I ruined your joke, didn't
yeah.
I?
Well, no. I mean, I didn't know if you would know.
She started on February 29th.
Yeah,
she's a leap year baby.
Yes. Hilarious. It's been 8 years.
You broke a camera 2 weeks in?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get fired. Literally. Called Mike and apologized, said thank
you. And she's like, except for breaking the camera, and I'm laughing. And she goes, no, I broke the camera.
I literally was like, I really appreciate this opportunity to work at Wham. Dumbass.
You're still here.
All right. Can't get rid of me. All right. For Mike and Dan, I'm Jenna. Please be sure to like, comment, subscribe. Again, we passed 30,000. We so much appreciate it. Thank you to everyone who watches, subscribes. Please be sure to share as well if there's people you know that Bills fans would like to hear from us.
And make sure you listen. Audio podcast too. You're getting this. They'll be up every Tuesday morning unless there's breaking news. They very well may be breaking news next week, depending on free agency and how it goes. But during the offseason, expect Tuesday mornings podcast both on YouTube and on all our audio platforms.
Anything from the combine, up there as well.
Oh yeah. Plenty of videos.
Such good stuff up there. So yeah, thank you for watching. Please be sure to, again, like, comment, and subscribe. For Mike and Dan, I'm Jenna. We'll catch you next time here on Buffalo Plus, presented by Connors and Ferris. Woo!
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.